Court, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, First National Bank, and Kurtz Heating and Cooling.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Good evening. High school football, a gorgeous Thursday night, wrapping up the regular season. The Yankton Bucks, the Huron Tigers, getting set for the playoffs next week. And after last week's weather issues, just a great night here. Not much for wind, above normal temperatures, and just going to be a great night for high school football. Young fella here, I just met him here just a couple of minutes ago. Dave Corcoran, Corky, back with us for the first time. Where have you been the last 2 months?
Unfortunately, I had to go to work.
And this isn't work, right?
No, this is enjoyment. I love the heck out of this.
So, well, you've missed a little bit since then. We're now 4-4, and, you know, a tough task tonight with Yankton. Yankton right now seeded number 2. They have a chance at the top seed. They need to win here first and get a little help out of that. But bottom line is, you know, they're when you look at this game, you know, what is really on the line? Huron's going to be either the 6th or the 7th seed in the playoff field. Yankton will be 1 or 2. They're assured of being home no matter what throughout the playoffs until a possible championship berth. But, you know, as much as anything, you want to play well, and certainly you want to come out healthy.
Well, that's the main thing. You got to be able to come out healthy to go on to the next step. You know, the playoffs start next week and all that, so you want to come out on a positive note on this if you can. But you got to get everybody out of here in one piece. That's a big response for both teams. Want to be able to do that.
Yankton 7-1, Huron 4-4. Talk to both coaches. Brady Muth, head coach of the Bucks, and our own Drew Strand. Those interviews are coming up. We'll take this Big D's timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Back on our pregame report, we get our scouting report on the Yankton Bucks coming in with a record of 7-1 as they visit our Huron Tigers to wrap up the regular season. Brady Muth back as head coach of Yankton. And coach, at 7-1, got to be happy with the way this season has went. I know you had high expectations coming in anyway.
Yeah, and you know, in Yankton, expectations are always high. And so coming into the season, we replaced a lot of our statistical output from last year. We graduated a lot of guys that played for a long time, so we've got really a brand new bunch, and we're still pretty young. And they've really taken hold of what we've been trying to teach them, and these guys have also put in a lot of work to get to this point. So it's been a fun season just because these guys have a real no-nonsense attitude. They know that they're here, and this is their time, and they've been a lot of fun to work with.
And I was just going to mention that. I know you had to replace a lot in that skill position, a lot, and some pretty recognizable names there, too, but it kind of gives you a nice little feeling about the feeder program. You had kids ready to go this year.
Well, yeah, that and our lower levels, and this year, too, it's a testament to kind of a couple things, the community, obviously, but, you know, the other thing is how we operate with our youth program in town and try to give kids as many options. We've got really good numbers right now, and our lower levels are having a lot of success. And so there's a lot of excitement for the future. And this class is kind of one of those groups where, you know, they come up, and we've been here on this coaching staff here for, you know, 5 years. This is my 6th year as head coach. And so we've got, you know, a group of kids that have come up and have been immersed in the program, after the change between Coach Lickness and myself, and they've come up in the program a lot like these guys that are having success right now are. And like I said, they've worked real hard for this, and they're having some fun playing football right now.
Tell us what the Yankton Bucks like to do offensively and defensively.
You know, offensively, the one thing I think we've done a good job of is identifying what a defense gives us and then taking those opportunities. Coach Huber, you know, if you were sitting here and you asked him, are you a run team or a pass team, you'd say, we're an offense team. We just take what the defense gives us. And so there are games that we've played where we've run the ball, you know, for a ton of yardage and a lot of touches in our run game. And then there's been other games where defense hasn't given us, you know, a friendly situation to run, so we throw the ball a lot. And up to this point in the year, our kids have executed, and our quarterback does a good job of making sure we get in the right play and the ball gets to the right spot. And so offensively, I would say we try to balance things out, but not in the sense that it's a run-pass balance. Just try to balance our touches so we get our playmakers equal touches and we're spreading the ball around. Defensively, we're playing more of an even front this year. Fits our personnel a little bit better. We've got some edge rushers that have played real well and have thrived in that defense. And, you know, it's kind of the same thing. You know, there are situations where if there's a blitz and it presents itself, we take it and we dial it up. Otherwise, you know, we just kind of, we have avenues of audible, so to speak, in our game plan defensively. And so we're able to, for the most part, to try to be in the right defense. And it's a young group. And they've really started to understand what's going on defensively in the past 3-4 weeks, and they're playing at a fast pace.
Now you come into Huron tonight, and before we started the interview, you were talking about you're impressed with the Huron Tigers.
I am, and same thing as we were talking about, all the way down to their lower levels. You know, coaches in the ESD especially, but around the state, we pay attention to what people's lower levels are doing in their program. Coach Strand has done a really good job. His team has an identity. They're a spread team, and they operate well in the spread. And, you know, if you watch what they do offensively, they look like a team that is completely committed to the spread offense, and they've got the right guys in the right spots. Quarterback that you've got playing for you right now in Huron is a special athlete. He creates a lot of problems. He has arm talent, and he's mobile. So you got a guy like that touching the football every time. It causes a lot of problems for the teams you're playing.
And as I mentioned, it is the regular season finale with the playoffs starting next week. I kind of asked you about that a little when we first got on the line here, and you said, you know what, it's here on now. We'll let the computer spit that stuff out later tonight.
Yeah, for years you try and figure that out, and the conclusion I've come to is, and we tell our kids this all the time, you know, a couple of years ago or years past, I got caught up in trying to figure out who we were playing. The game that matters is the game that's in front of you right now. And we approach everything that way. You know, this is the Super Bowl. This is the championship game. If we get another one next week, then that's the championship game. But we're going to worry about that when we get there. Right now, our focus is on Huron, and we'll let the chips fall where they may. But we've got a tough task in front of us trying to find a way to be Huron.
Brady Muth, head coach of the Yankton Bucks. We'll talk with Huron Tiger coach Drew Strand next on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95. This Huron Tiger moment is 1986 girls tennis. The girls won the state title that year. They had been building to 1986, winning 4 consecutive ESD titles. The girls were runner-up in the state in 1985. Then behind a pair of sisters, Carmen and Cheryl Holst and Christy and Cherie Swisher, they took on the field and won the 1986 team title. The 1986 girls tennis team was coached by Hank Holst.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Continuing our pregame here as we get set for this regular season finale at Tiger Stadium. Huron Tigers hosting Yankton in high school football. Huron at 4-4 on the season. Huge win last week, defeating Mitchell in the rivalry game and also clinching a spot in the playoffs. And, Coach, I know it was just kind of a tense week last week. We knew what was on the line playing Mitchell. The weather was a bit of an equalizer. And, you know, Mitchell came ready to play. A good thing we made plays when we needed to down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely came out with a different mentality just because we knew kind of what holds that, just to make sure that we sealed the playoffs for ourselves. And, you know, I thought our guys did a fantastic job of fighting through the adversity and the situations that we were put in, whether it be, you know, the weather or stuff that ourselves or the way Mitchell played us. So, you know, like we've always said, it was a huge rivalry game for us, and I was glad to get a win back over top of them because I know they've knocked us out the last couple of years.
You know, and eerie similarities when you look back to the Sturgis game. So many things just kind of looked the same outside of the weather.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were able to move the ball at times, and then all of a sudden it looked like it didn't. So, you know, they had some good runs, and, you know, we just did a fantastic job of just sticking with it and sticking with our game plan and waiting until we got the win, which helps us open up the field in the run and the passing game. So it's just great for our guys to come out on top and get a win over a nice rivalry school like Mitchell.
And a huge win for the seniors. I know when we did this interview last week, Jackson Reno was behind us, and I said something about this is a big one for the seniors. He's shaking his head. Yes, they had to be a super happy group ringing that bell.
Yeah, I mean, those guys have done a phenomenal job this year, just the seniors kind of taking over and really changing the culture. And, you know, just sitting here at this situation, being 500 going into the last week is, you know, something that we really didn't think of, you know, just going into my second year as head coaching. You know, we're just trying to change the culture, and being able to come away with a 500 record and double the wins just from last year already has just been phenomenal for these kids and just phenomenal for the program.
Now Yankton comes in tonight, and well, they're ranked 2, might be ranked 1, just depends how things go. But, you know, give Yankton credit, the amount of talent they lost last year, especially in the skill positions, and boy, not missing a beat filling those spots in.
Yep, I mean, they do a fantastic job of just, you know, moving guys around, and you know, their offense just runs so fast that it's hard, I think, for a lot of defense to keep up with it. So, you know, we'll just have to do match their speed on defense. And, you know, they've been doing a fantastic job so far of just being able to be in the right spots, and they're a super physical team up front.
And offensively, obviously, they'll be physical there as well. Sounds like they like to send a few extra guys from time to time, and that'll be something we have to be aware of.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, they do a fantastic job. They get lined up, and they run, and they go, and they go. And then defensively, they'll bring the pressure, so we'll have to find a way to, you know, hopefully control that. And, you know, we've tried to change some things this week to hopefully help out with that and just get our guys in space and make some plays.
You know, everybody's looking at those power ratings right now. Yankton's got a chance to be the first seed. Really, it looks like we're locked in at 6 or 7, depending on the results tonight. But bottom line is, I think Coach Muth just said it too, we're just worried about here, and you're just worried about Yankton right now. We'll let the computers do their thing tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we're not too worried about that. You know, it's kind of, our kids can kind of relax a little bit this week knowing that, you know, no matter what happens tonight, they do make the playoffs. So we don't really have anything to lose at this point. We can just kind of go out, fly around, and hopefully our kids just make plays and just have fun playing the game and enjoy it.
And last up, you know, we mentioned the seniors already. Mentioned one last time, we're very confident this will be the last game for the seniors at Tiger Stadium. They got to ring the bell a couple of times this year. It would be nice to go out with style tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't ask for a better senior group this year, you know, just to kind of take off with what we want to do as a whole group, and they've done a phenomenal job of that. So, yeah, it'd be really cool to, you know, for our younger classmen just to kind of gift these seniors this win tonight and, you know, just kind of walk away with our heads held high from Tiger Stadium.
Drew Strand, head coach here on Tiger Football. Lineups, anthem, flip, opening kickoff on the way on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRSC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
South Dakotans, due to the recent flood, hail, and windstorms, many of you have damage and are in need of making repairs. When it comes to making the decision of who to hire to complete the repairs, you should always check with the Department of Revenue to ensure they're licensed to do business in South Dakota. And you should check with Consumer Protection to see if any complaints have been filed against the company. And finally, never sign anything until you read all the details. Rule of thumb, when someone knocks on your door to sell you a product or service, they need to provide you with a three-day right to cancel. Go to consumerfc.gov and look under Transient Vendors or call 800-300. 1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
My name is Peyton Bischoff. I am number 14 for the Huron Tigers, and I play wide receiver.
Cashman Caudill, number 15, running back, outside linebacker.
Ethan Bush, number 21, wide receiver and safety.
Gavin Moding, number 23, wide receiver and defensive back.
CJ Ganey, number 18, wide receiver, defensive back.
Tyson Fitzer, number 24, wide receiver, linebacker.
Holden Haig, number 32, middle linebacker, tight end.
Ethan Olson, 42, safety, running back.
Okay, two, number 51, offensive line, defensive end.
William Davis, 54, DN and left tackle.
Jake Shear, 60, O-line, D-line.
Locker Paw, 2, 65, offensive and defensive lineman.
Connor Johnson, 75, right guard, DN.
D. Jackson Reno, number 78, O-line, D-line.
Brian Ramirez, a.k.a. Chumley, number 79, offensive guard and nose tackle.
Nick Kleinsasser, number 89, and kicker.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening back at Tiger Stadium. Gorgeous night for high school football. Huron Tigers and the Huron Bucks wrapping up the regular season here. Playoffs will be 1 week from tonight. Yankton knows they'll be at home. Huron knows they'll be on the road. Who the opponents will be remains to be seen. Again, Dave Corcoran joins us here tonight. We touched on it at the beginning. You know, you don't feel like you got a ton to play for. Yankton's got a chance to be the number one seed. They know they're going to be home for both the quarterfinals and semifinals if they get there. Huron knows they're either going to be the six or seven seed and be on the road. But, you know, you want to have a positive note tonight. But as we said at the beginning, most of all, you just want to be healthy.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, that's the main thing going into the playoffs. You want as many guys healthy as you can. You're always going to get bumps and bruises. That's just part of the deal, but you got to make sure you're as healthy as you can, but that's a long stretch to go down the playoff run, and it's a tough one.
Huron Tigers are getting the injury bug tonight. Holden Haig will not play tonight, hopefully holding him back so he can be ready for the playoff game next week. Got one of those Haig loose shoulders, and that's a big loss as he and Colby Ofer pretty much patrol the inside of that defense from those linebacker positions. So probably a couple different kids are going to have to step up there. I imagine we'll see sophomore Oakley Anderson. Tyson Fitzer is back. He missed a couple of games there in the middle part of the season. So, you know, kids like that, they got to step up, and this is against a well-oiled Yankton machine.
Well, they're always tough. You know, it seems like they just keep reloading, you know, plug another kid, take one out. Same thing. They're just tough every year.
Well, let's give the lineups here, the offensive lineups for the two teams as I try to get to where the roster actually is on this long program. There we go. The lineman, left tackle, Caden Wavrunik. Hopefully I said that right. They gave me the pronunciation. Now I lost my pronunciations page. Lucas Cordell, the other tackle. The guards, Mark Cathell and Peyton Eustache. And Vaden Grill is the center. All four of those five lineman names, I'm going to have to go back and look at the guide there. Wide receiver is Tucker Gilmore. Slot back is Austin Goble. H-back, Matthew Sheldon. Running back, Evan Cirk. And the quarterback is Lucas Kamshoff. Head coach is Brady Muth. Huron Tigers along the line. Tackles are Liam Davis and Hunter Fenske. The guards, Brian Ramirez, Connor Johnson. Center is the Jackson Reno. Wide receivers, C.J. Gainey, Logan Leyendecker, Gavin Moding. Tight end, Colby Hofer. Running back, Cashin Caudill. And quarterback, Colt McNeil. Drew Strand is the head coach of the Huron Tigers. Let's see which one of these I got. I know I wrote down the officials in one of these, too. We got about 10 pages on our program tonight, and, of course, that's not the right one either.
Good thing you're the last one here.
Well, it's not on this one either, so I got a program floating around here somewhere with all my pronunciations and stuff. So in any case, we are – oh, I bet it's down here. Fourth try of the charm, maybe?
Well, we're kind of running out of
– not that one either. Here we go. There it is. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. If we can't entertain ourselves, well, how can we entertain ourselves? Officials for our game backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division, Scott Whitlock, Marty Wisemantle, Kent Hansen, Josh Steinwatt, and Brandon Kusler are the officials tonight. They are the law on the field, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Well, they're introducing the seniors here. This will be their last night to play on this Tiger Stadium field. And, parents are lined up there as well. Always fun to be out there for parents. And I remember you actually had to run the pregame show for me for a while about 11, 12 years ago.
And I didn't screw it up. That was a good thing there. Yeah, survived that.
Well, with that, especially with the technology back then, I wouldn't have heard it anyway. So.
Yeah.
Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Scores around the area again. Nine-man in Class 11B have started playoffs. Game we have on the air in Class 9A. Woolsey Wessington was leading Chester 14-7. Now it's 20-7 Warbirds. Late in the first half, Hitchcock Tulare now leads Lemon McIntosh 28-8. Late in the first half, Lemon McIntosh was up 18-8 at one point in that game. Rapid City Christian rolling on Woonsocket Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central 36-0.
Ooh.
Wow, that one.
I wouldn't have seen that one coming.
Well, Rapid City Christian, they played last week. This is Rapid City Christian's second trip in a week to Girald County. But that was a 7-0 game. But Rapid City Christian's.
They made some adjustments, didn't they?
Yeah, they made some adjustments. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So still getting the introductions here for the parents. Always tough when you go out there for the last time when your last son graduated.
Oh, yeah. That's hard.
For me, it was my only son, my only kid anyway. But so we do know we will be on the road next week. And, it could be any one of four teams, depending if we're sixth or the seventh seed. If we're the sixth seed, it could be T or Watertown. If we're the seventh seed, it could be Watertown or Yankton. So that's why we just play the game tonight. And then let the computers crunch.
Yep.
We see the results tonight, we'll probably have a pretty good idea where we're at. Time for the anthem here. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Return here to Tiger Stadium on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Once again, I'm Jeff Duffy along with Dave Corcoran getting set for Huron Tiger football, wrapping up the regular season tonight. Tigers and the Bucks wrapped up a season last year down in Yankton with this matchup. And well, I think it was we didn't even leave Yankton until almost 10:30 that night.
It was a night.
What happens when you pass the ball 50 times? So, be interesting matchup. Obviously, Yankton the favorite. They're 7-1. The one loss came to Pierre, and I believe they were either led or were tied going into the fourth quarter. Then Pierre got a couple of touchdowns to overtake them. So this Yankton Buck team has been playing very well, obviously. And even when you look at what they lost last year, I don't think there's anybody named Riken on the team this year after they had three of them the last couple of years. So they lost pretty much all their skill position kids, but boy, just turn around and just reloaded.
Well, exactly. And that you know, when you got such a tradition that they have down there for so long, you know, the football is their thing, and they do it very, very well. And those kids are groomed up through the lower levels. When they get up here to get their chance to crack into the varsity, they take an opportunity, they make the best of it.
See, Pierre has won the toss, and they will defer, so presumably Huron will get the ball first, and they'll start from the north end of the field. And like I said, basically, tonight, unlike last week, it doesn't really matter which direction you go in tonight. The flag at the south end of the field is completely limp. It's not moving at all. And last week, there were five touchdowns scored, three by Huron, two by Mitchell, and every one of them went with the wind to the south end zone. So doesn't matter which way you're going tonight. Once again, the scoreboard is inoperative tonight. It did work earlier this week, but of course, in time for a varsity game, it conked out again this morning. There is a portable scoreboard right behind the south end zone, so we will have a time, but that's it. No down, no distance, no ball on, and I just have to do a little more. By the way, you got to help me out in spotting the ball.
Okay.
Which I'm sure you'll do very well. At least I don't have to keep tackles for the first time in about 7 weeks.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. But as we were talking earlier, I got that fixed for next year. I'm good. I got it covered.
You do remember, though, this is 2023 right now. So.
Yeah.
So back deep, C.J. Gainey, and I believe that's Gavin Moding back deep to receive the kick as the Bucks will kick off from right to left on your radial dial, kicking for the Bucks is Josue Trujillo. There we go. And he will kick, and this game is underway. Going to be an end-over-end. And coming up to field it at about the 6-yard line is Moding, I believe, up the middle. And gets to about the 24-yard line, then meets a horde of Yankton Bucks. On the bottom of that pile, Macon Grotenheis, along with Lance Payer. So Colt McNeil brings the Tiger offense out. It'll be first and 10 from the 25-yard line for the Huron Tigers as we get our first offensive snap of the game. Usual pistol formation. Caudell behind McNeil. McNeil looking to throw over the middle. And was it caught? Nope, incomplete. Going down to a knee, trying to catch that was Hayden Sherson getting the start tonight. Didn't have that on my starting lineup, so Sherson had to pop in and pop out. Now the officials are having a little conference there. He went to a knee, so either, yep, now they are going to say it was caught. And so a 5-yard gain, it'll be second down and 5. He was at a knee, so it was either going to be at the 20, at the 30 or back at the 25. So gain of 5, it'll be second and 5 from the 30-yard line. Pistol formation again, Caudell up the middle. And, oh, did he get hit? Looked like the hole was opening, and then he got smothered big time by Matthew Sheldon. Got a yard on the play. It'll be third and 4. Boy, Cash looked like he had an opening, but boy, that got filled in a hurry.
Boy, and he come in there with authority. He let you know who's boss of that one.
Third and four for Huron from the 31-yard line, and boy, for the Tiger offense, it'd be great to eke out a first down or two at least on this drive. Huron will come trips left, one receiver right. There's no tight end in the pistol formation, and they'll just hand it straight ahead to Caudill, and he's going to back forward. He's going to be a yard short. He got stood up by Tucker Gilmore, and it's going to be fourth and one for Huron. And let's see, are we bringing the different? Well, it looks like for at least now the offense is going to stay on the field for fourth and one at their own 34-yard line. Yep, McNeil still on the field. So fourth and one at your own 34. Early gamble here potentially for Huron. They'll go pistol formation, quick snack, and snap straight up the middle. Caudill has the first down up to the 39, gain of five. They just first sound, basically, or first clap. The snap came, and Caudill almost up to the 40-yard line, and Huron converts fourth and one in their own territory. It'll be first and 10 from the 40, gain of six on the play for Cash and Caudill. I think they just kind of caught Yankton back on their heels a bit there with the quick snap.
Well, and it worked, but, you know, and ready to do it. You know, they get that first down. I would just keep working the way down.
First and 10 from the 40-yard line. McNeil to pass. Here comes a big rush, and he's going to be sacked all the way to the 26-yard line. Coming in unblocked, it looked like, was Donald Rounds for Yankton, and Colton never had a chance all the way back to the 28-yard line, a loss of 12. It'll be second down and 22 from here on. From the 28-yard line, looks like he came off the right edge, and I don't think anybody stopped him.
He had a straight shot, and he had a head of steam coming in.
Second and 22 for Huron now. Your offense is in a hole. Pistol on second down, and handoff up the middle. Caudill, 30, and he'll lean forward to about the 34-yard line. On the tackle is Tucker Gilmore, and it's going to be third and about 16 for Huron from their own 34-yard line. Caudill does get 6 yards on the carry, but I think that was 6 yards Yankton was willing to give. So third and long for Huron as we're about 3 minutes into the ball game here, opening possession of the game. Third and 16 for Huron from their own 34. Straight drop under pressure. McNeil steps up, going to throw deep down the middle of the field, and a couple of guys had a shot. That was your proverbial jump ball. Gainey was in the vicinity. Gilmore was there for Yankton. Incomplete, fourth down, and Colby Hofer will be asked to punt for the Huron Tigers. Yankton has one back deep to receive, Cohen Zarbach. And Yankton really crowding the line, see if they come after Colby Hofer here. High snap, nice one-handed catch, flag on the play. Nice high kick by Colby Hofer. It'll bounce inside the 30, down to the 25. Nice roll for Colby all the way down to the 22. Check the flag out, which came back at the line of scrimmage. 36, about a 43-yard punt for Colby Hofer, but let's check out the penalty marker before we put everything in the books here. And it looks like we're heading back, and Colby Hofer going to have to do it again. Procedure on Huron. That take, you know, those are the mistakes you just can't make. We get a 43-yard punt with no return, and that gets wiped off, and a 5-yard penalty, and Huron will have to re-kick and 5 yards back. So I think the ball was downed at the Yankton 23. We'll see where Yankton gets the ball here on the second punt by Colby Hofer. And Zarbach is back deep to receive, just like before. Low snap this time. Here comes the rush. Nice kick by Hofer. Line drive going off to the left. Will bounce straight up, and Yankton will get the ball at the 38. So that's a gain of about 15 yards on the penalty. And Yankton will have the ball first and 10 with 8.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Huron gets one first down. Now Yankton will get the ball for them the first time, and they'll have it first and 10 at their own 37-yard line. They're right up to the line. They'll go trips left, one receiver right. Lucas Kamchoff is the quarterback, and there's a encroachment going to be called on Huron. The nose guard jumped, and we've been susceptible to that this year. Second penalty, 10 yards on Huron, and it's going to be first and five for Yankton from the 43. Again, they don't huddle up. They're right on the ball and going to have first and five at the 43. Motion right side to left, and Kamchoff looking to throw. He'll square up, throw deep, and the pass is complete inside the 40. On the catch is Carson Ness, and quickly Yankton up the field. Tackle made by Mason Juergens. There were two receivers in the pattern, and all the way up to the 36-yard line. And quickly Yankton right back on the ball. It's going to be first and 10. They flip it out to the right side, flag on the play. One broken tackle as they flipped it out there to Carson Ness. Now the clock will stop as we sort out the flag that came out really right at the snap. And in the meantime, I'm trying to figure out how long that pass play was because they have a chance to add. 5-yard penalty on Yankton. That'll take them back 5 yards. 23 yards on that pass play. Now Yankton with their first penalty. Now they're first and 15 back at their own, or at the Huron 41-yard line. First possession of the game for the Bucks. It looks like, is Evan Cirque taking a direct snap here, or is that Kamchoff? And there's Huron jumping again off the left side. Second encroachment. Now we're back to encroachment. Now we just swap 5-yard penalties. Now, is it first? Yeah, okay, they had second down over there, but I thought it should be first. So three penalties, 15 yards already on Huron. Now we're back to where we were, first and 10 at the 36-yard line. Yankton changes some personnel as we have first and 10 back at the 36-yard line. Now somebody comes back in late off the sideline. They have plenty of time because they didn't huddle. And straight back and throw over the middle. The pass is complete to Sheldon. He'll be planted at about the 30-yard line, just threw it over the middle. Mason Juergens, among others, on the stop defensively for Huron. It'll be a gain of about 6 on the play, second and 4 for Yankton. And again, looking to pass, far sideline. Oh, almost undercut by Olson, but the catch made, and inside the 15 goes Yankton. They have another first down, down to about the 12-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about 20 on the play, and another first down for Yankton. First and 10, I believe, from the 11-yard line. They run motion, and they run the ball up the middle this time, and that's Evan Cirque. Not much there that time. There's a good surge up the middle. Ethan Olson and Cashin Caudill get in on the stop. No game on the play for Cirque, and it will be second down and 10 for Yankton from the 13-yard line. And again, throw the bubble screen on the right side, and leaning in, tackle made inside the 5 by Gavin Moding. Austin Goble able to catch that one. And they'll put it right at the 5, so that's a gain of 8 on the play. It'll be second down and 2 from the 5-yard line. And here's the pitch, Cirque going wide right, cuts back in the middle. He's got the touchdown. Cirque from 5 yards out with the touchdown, and Yankton makes quick work of that drive, as it took him just 2 minutes to go down the field and score. Cirque, a 5-yard run, and Yankton up quickly here, 6-0 with the extra point pending. 6.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Well, they move so fast, it's hard to get your stats down when they get a first down. Here's the kick, Trujillo. Trujillo's kick is good, 7-0 Yankton. 6.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose the 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name. Same great service.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
7-0, Yankton with the early lead here in the first quarter. And Corky's Coach Strand said in the pregame interview, they play really fast. And, well, even him saying that didn't have me prepared for what we saw with the Yankton offense there.
I tell you what, I barely write, and I got nothing compared to you. I barely write down and already up there ready to snap the ball.
So now Yankton will kick off for a second time here in the first quarter, up 7-0. And again, we don't have the main scoreboard here tonight. We have a portable scoreboard, and that doesn't help me either with spotting the yard line and such. So I like the 20-yard pass play for Yankton. I have no idea who caught it because I couldn't catch the number, and they're already snapping it again. Here's the end-over-end kick, and Moding has it at about the 9-yard line. They'll hand it off to Hansen on the reverse. He's going to be pinned in at the sideline and tackled at about the 19-yard line. On the tackle, Donald Rounds for Yankton. So Thackeray Hansen took it on the reverse, but just got hemmed in on that sideline, and Huron will have it first and 10 at their own 19-yard line. We're just about midway through the first quarter. Yankton up 7-0 early. And Huron comes out, trips right, one receiver left, and the pistol formation on the first and 10 play. And here's the option, pitch back to Caudill, trying to go wide left, but the contain is there. He's going to lose yardage. Pitch came early in there, and Yankton just read it perfectly. They had three guys over there on the right side. Even one of the linemen was out there, Derek Beal. Going to be a loss of two on the play, second and 12 for Huron back at the 17-yard line. We're in the first quarter, Yankton up 7-0. Senior night here for the Huron Tigers. Pistol formation on second down and 12. And pass, here comes the blitz. Going to throw long, and Ganey is open, but overthrown. Ganey had a step on the corner there, and McNeil just put too much air under it, incomplete. It'll be third and 12.
You got what you wanted. You know, one-on-one, and he had some distance there. Just a little bit too much on it.
Yep, but Ganey just did the little stutter there on Austin Goble, and he had a couple of steps, but the ball was overthrown by about 5 yards. Third and 12 for Huron from the 17-yard line. Stops the clock with 5:37 to go here in the first quarter. Shotgun, McNeil, straight drop. Here comes the rush, throws over the middle, and nearly intercepted. And McNeil took a lick as coming straight up the middle were a pair of Yankton Bucks. I believe the man who got in there on the hit for Yankton was Eddie Amaro. Incomplete, fourth down, and Colby Hofer will be asked to punt for, well, basically the third time at a 43-yard punt called back. Zarbach is back to receive the punt, and Yankton can envision some good field position here again. Hofer with a nice high kick, a spiral will bounce and go take a nice Huron roll to the 50 and dribble down to about the 48-yard line. So that's just do my quick arithmetic here. That's about a 37-yard punt by Colby Hofer. But Yankton still going to be looking at good field position here near midfield, up 7-0 with 5:22 to go in the first quarter. Yankton right up on the ball, first and 10 at their own 47-yard line. Double wing formation here on the first down play, and a straight up middle. Scherf darts through there and runs into Caudill at the 49. Cashin will finish it off, gain of two on the play. Colby Hofer helped out on the stop, as did Hunter Fenske. Gain of two on the play for Cirque. It'll be second down and 8, and Yankton right back to the line, second and 8 at their own 49-yard line. Trips left, one receiver right. Shotgun for Kampshoff. He'll roll it to the left, looking. He'll throw short, the pass complete at the 40. The 35 shoved out of bounds by Lion Decker. Ball will be marked down to the 33-yard line. That's a gain of 18 yards on the play. I believe the catch was made by Evan Cirque, and it'll be first and 10 Yankton, quickly back in Huron territory at the Tiger 33-yard line. Two backs in the backfield. And hand it off to Goble, trying to sweep wide right, has a lane, 25, 20, 15, caught from behind at the 14. Gavin Moding was able to catch up to him and make the stop, but Goble with a big run all the way down, and now we have an injured Yankton Buck. Trying to see where they're spotting the ball, they're spotting it at about the 14 or 15-yard line.
Right around the 15.
And now I can't remember where the last yard where the last yard marker was. So I think it was 37, 38, or 43. What was it?
43 had to be, I think.
Yeah, so that's a gain of 28 on the play for Goble. And another first down for Yankton. And the Yankton, I'm not sure if that's Goble or not. It was right at where the play ended. It
yep,
is Goble, the, okay.
That,
yep, it yep. is Goble who ran the ball. So it'll be first and 10 from the 15 for Yankton. We have an injury on the field. We'll take a timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
And we're back, and a quick flip to the outside. Man went in motion. That was Connor Slaba, I believe. And he met up with C.J. Ganey after a short gain of about 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7 from the 12-yard line. Yankton right back. They have two backs in the backfield in the pistol formation. And a keeper. Now they're going to run the option. Camshaw breaks into the middle. Touchdown. He faked the belly play, faked the pitch, and then he had nobody to get in front of him. An 11-yard touchdown for Lucas Campshop, and it's quickly 13-0 a Yankton with 4:10 to go in the first quarter. And Yankton, boy, they make quick work. They had a 2-minute possession. This one was a minute 12.
They don't waste any time.
Trujillo to kick the extra point. It is up. It is good. 14-0 Yankton. 4:10 to go first quarter. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We are back at Tiger Stadium. Trujillo to kick off again for Yankton. They have went final in Wessington Springs. Rapid City Christian defeated Woonsocket Wessington Springs. Sanborn Central 36-7. Halftime, Hitchcock Tulare 28, Lemon McIntosh 18. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So Huron ready to return a kick for the third time here in the first quarter, trailing 14-0 as Yankton has had the ball for a little over 3 minutes and has two touchdowns. End-over-end kick going to be fielded at the 6-yard line by C.J. Ganey. Cuts up the middle of the field, 25-30, breaks through. Flag comes in, and that's probably going to take back a nice return by Ganey up to the 43-yard line. Flag came in behind Ganey, and usually that's going to be some sort of blocking infraction against the return team. So that's another penalty that just is killing Huron right now. You had a 43-yard punt wiped out. Holding is the call against Huron, so 10-yard penalty on Huron. That is the fourth penalty for 25 yards. And Huron will be backed up once again to the 22-yard line, first and 10. Pistol formation. Huron has three receivers right, one left. Going to flip the bubble screen to Peyton Bischoff. He'll head up the field. 25, gets tackled at about the 27. He'll get a gain of about 5 yards on the play. It'll be second and five. Just find a little safe play there where you can get out in space. About 7 yards on the play, actually. It'll be second and three for Huron from the 29-yard line. Huron goes three receivers left. Ganey is single to the right and handoff straight ahead. Caudill cuts forward, has a hole, 40, 45, breaks loose. 40, 35, caught from behind at the 30. First down, Huron. Just patient running, and then when Cashin saw his hole, he took it.
Please.
And he's all the way down to the Yankton 27-yard line.
And we were at the 29.
Okay, so 21, 31, 41, 43 yards on the carry for Caudill. And Huron has it first and 10 at the 28. He'll flip the bubble screen left side this time to Bischoff inside the 25. Boy, he got hammered by about $3. Still some positive yardage on first down. It'll be second and 7 from the 25. Second and 6, we'll call it. Gain of 4 on the play. Second and 6 from the 24-yard line. So best start for Huron here for a possession. They'll have it second and 6 from the 24-yard line. Trips right, one receiver left. Pistol formation and McNeil. Here comes the rush, and he's trying to get away, and he's going to be sacked for a second time back at the 36-yard line. On the sack for Yankton that time, Tyson Prouty. And again, he came in, looked like seemingly untouched, back to the 35. That's a loss of 11. Two sacks by Yankton. Huron has lost 23 yards total. And now Huron's faced with a third and 16 back at the Yankton 35-yard line. Two down territory here. So you don't have to get the whole 16, but you like to make it manageable if you can't get the first down. 2:08 to go here in the first quarter. Yankton up 14-0. Huron with a third and long from the Yankton 35. Trips left, one receiver right, pistol formation. And McNeil will flip it near side. Ganey on the bubble screen bobbled it. He cuts back to the middle of the field, and he'll get to about the 30-yard line. Had a little trouble gathering that in. Austin Goble on the stop for Yankton. He was the injured buck earlier, but he's back out on the field now. So fourth and 12, we'll call it for Huron. Fourth and 12 right at the Yankton 30-yard line. The Tigers will look to convert here. Again, Huron, this has been something we've seen this year for Huron. Get into opposing territory and then just can't finish off drives. Fourth and 12, and McNeil under pressure again. Rolls to the right, just got to get rid of it. He's going to heave it to the middle of the field and going to be intercepted. The pick by Tucker Gilmore inside the 5. He's bringing it out. He'll get tripped up at about the 22. And for McNeil, that's not the worst thing. Get rid of it. See if, you know, maybe you get an interference. C.J. Ganey was...
We do have a flag down here, though.
Oh, C.J. Ganey was in the vicinity. Where's the flag at?
Right on the 1.
Oh, okay. So let's check that out first. Oh, it's blindside blocked by Yankton, so the interception will stick, but Yankton will get the ball with 1:05 to go in the first quarter, and the Bucks already up 14-0. Yankton will have the ball at their own 6-yard line on the 1st and 10. Now, Yankton, are they bringing in a whole new offense here? What are they doing? Looks like they are. So that was, I assume, a 10-yard penalty on Yankton, half the distance. Second penalty, 15 yards. So it's like we... Okay, the defense just came off the field. The offense came on. So 1st and 10 from the 5. Campshop will throw from the end zone. Now step up, and he'll throw over the middle, and he's got a man open. And it's a foot race down the left sideline, and Ganey will catch Carson Ness at the 30. There was another flag, in fact, two flags on the play. Campshoff came up, and then he saw his receiver coming up the field, and I think this one's going to come back.
Yeah, the flags come out quick.
That was about a 70-yard pass play that's going to be called back. Going to end up being a 2-yard penalty, half the distance, or maybe 3 yards, but that's a big 3 yards.
That's huge right now.
Holding on Yankton, their third penalty, and it'll be about 18 yards. Second down and about 12 to 13 for Yankton. Inside their own 5-yard line, we have 53 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Yankton up 4-0. They're pinned back at their own 3-yard line. First and about 13, we'll call it, for Yankton from their own 3. They have 2 receivers right, 1 left. And the shotgun for Kampshoff. Goble in motion. Kampshoff from the end zone will throw short. The pass over the middle complete. Up to about the 10-yard line. Catch made by Gilmore. Tackle by Colby Hofer. I'll give him a little breathing room up to the 9. Gain of 6. And that will set up a second down and about 8, maybe 7 for Yankton from the 9-yard line. They stay in the shotgun. 2 receivers right, 1 left. Here comes motion. Kampshoff waits for everybody to get set, and he's going to do play action, throw over the middle, throw deep near sideline. Goble's open, but overthrown. Incomplete. That's the first incomplete pass for Kampshoff here in the first quarter. He was 7 for 7. And that'll set up 3rd and 7. Clock stops with 14 seconds to go in the first quarter. A big play here for the Tiger defense, a chance to get off the field for the first time against this Yankton offense. 3rd and 7 from the 9-yard line. They stay in the shotgun. Here comes motion left to right. That's Slaba. And roll out to right. Kampshoff looking. He'll throw short, and the pass is complete. There were 2 receivers in the vicinity. There's a flag on the play as well. For now, it's a first down for Yankton. Clock stopped with, I believe, 8 seconds left. And Yankton backing up again. Motion on Yankton. So that'll be a 4 or 5 yard penalty. You see where they spot it. We'll just say it's a 5 for arithmetic's sake. 4th penalty, 23 yards on Yankton. And the clock rolls. Probably the last snap here of the first quarter. Yankton with a 3rd and 12. Or are they going to let the clock run out? They let the clock run out. Into the first quarter, it's Yankton 14 here on 0. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, shirts, hoodies, jackets, PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics and tops? PB Sports, of course, proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
3rd and 12 for Yankton at their own 5-yard line as we switch ends of the field. Yankton goes to the north end, heading south on 3rd and long for the Bucks. Midway through the third quarter, Woolsey Wessington leading Chester 20-14. That's our game over on KOKK, 12:10 a.m., Class 9A first round. So big play here for the Tiger defense. Get yourself off the field for the first time tonight. 3rd and 12, shotgun for Kampshoff. And there comes a flag, and somebody jumped on the Tiger defensive line again. And now it's 3rd and 7 instead of 3rd and 12. That is the 4th time, I believe. No, it's the 3rd time that the Tiger line has jumped for 5 yards. So now it's 3rd and 7 for Yankton up to the 10-yard line. Kampshoff going to throw the short out. The pass is complete. Tackled out of bounds. First down Yankton to Carson Ness. Yankton with their 5th first down, I believe. And put the ball up to the 24-yard line, and that's a gain of 14 on the first down. First and 10 from the 24, Yankton, and again, almost another jump. Kampshoff passing almost exclusively now. Steps up, throws deep, and the pass incomplete, overthrown. Intended for Peyton Peterson. C.J. Ganey was there defensively. It'll be second down and 10. We're just underway with the second quarter. Yankton leading 14-0. They run very quick. And it's hard to do the stats when they get a first down. Second and 10 from the 24-yard line. Here comes motion. And they'll hand it off. And caught behind the line of scrimmage, Evan Sirk, a loss on the play. As darting in there, I believe it was Colby Hofer along with Cash and Caudell. Sirk going to get a loss of 3 yards on the play. Set up third and 13 back at the 22-yard line. Third and long. Here comes motion. Goble. Kampshoff to pass. Looking right. Has a pump and go. He rolls to the right. Still looking. Now throws short. And overthrows. Pass intended for Peyton Peterson. Incomplete. And fourth down. And Yankton will bring the punt unit in. Tiger defense gets themselves off the field. 11-10 to go in the first half. Yankton leading 14-0. Back deep to receive the kick for Huron is Landon Hulst. I believe C.J. Ganey back there as well. Twins back there as Yankton will punt. Huron really doesn't rush it. Nice high kick, and here comes the fair catch, and almost bobbled there, but brought in at the 44-yard line by Hulst, and Huron will get the ball first and 10 near midfield with 11:02 to go in the first half. Yankton 14. Huron 0, Hertz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So Huron's had one venture into Yankton territory. They'll start this drive at their own 44-yard line. First and 10. Stay in that pistol. Caudell lined up behind McNeil. We have slots left and right on the first and 10. And quick throw and knocked down by the defensive end.
Probably a good thing we didn't get that.
Yeah, getting the hand on the ball there, Edley Amaro. In fact, he almost missed it because he jumped and the ball almost went underneath his arm. It'll be second and 10 from the 44-yard line for the Huron Tigers. Early second quarter, 14-0. Yankton leading, final game of the regular season, playoffs next Thursday, destination unknown. Trips left, one receiver right in the pistol here on second and 10. And McNeil will throw short, and that one knocked down by the linebacker, Matthew Sheldon. And Huron really concentrating and getting the ball out quick. And we just saw Sheldon, he just got back in the lane as they were just trying the quick slant there. And boy, just read it well.
And their defense is just about as quick as their offense is. They don't waste any time getting there either.
So back-to-back incomplete passes. It's going to be third and 10 from the 44-yard line. And not getting much time off the clock with the incomplete passes. We'll go trips left, one receiver right, pistol formation on third down. Here comes the rush trying to get that middle screen. It's intercepted, and this is going to be a pick six. All the way down, they read that middle screen perfectly, and taking it in for the pick six is Bryce Krall. Interception, and Yankton goes up 20-0 with 10:45 to go in the first half. I'm going to say that was about, probably 45 yards because they were trying the middle of this middle screen right at the line of scrimmage. And we're at the 44, right?
Yep.
So we'll say Krall, a 44 yard pick six. Yankton up 20-0. And kicking the extra point. Kick is up. It is good. 21-0 Yankton. 10:45 to go. First half. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Yankton up 21-0 after the pick six by Bryce Krall. And they get set to kick off to the Huron Tigers again. Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Late third quarter, T Area 25, Watertown 7. Early second quarter, Sturgis 10, Spearfish 7. Final, Lincoln 55, Aberdeen 7. Chester and Woolsey Wessington late third quarter are tied at 20. That's your Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So Yankton kicking off again. That middle screen, but you could see the scouting report there for Yankton.
Well, they had that one picked, didn't they?
Yep, they were ready for that, and ball came right to Krall. Really, he had McNeil to beat and had about three guys that could block on him. And now kicking off again, Trujillo does a line drive kick this time, angling to the sideline, picked up at the 11 by Ganey and past the 20, spins, and will get caught at about the 23-yard line. That was not Ganey on the return. That was Gavin Moding on the return, and Huron will have the ball first and 10 at their own 23-yard line. So Yankton up 21-0, up comfortably here at this point. We're still early second quarter, 10:39 to go in the first half. We'll go slots right, slots left on first and 10. Caudill, the pistol behind McNeil. Here's the quick flip out to the left and through the hands of Hayden Sherson. Incomplete, second and 10, so that's basically three incompletes and an interception out of the last four, although that one should have been caught. Second down and 10 for Huron from the 23-yard line.
The defensive ends are starting to cheat out a little bit here and try to get in that passing lane a little easier.
Yeah, Huron's just trying to go do the quick passes out wide. Second down, Caudill up the middle, and he's going to maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. There's a swarm of Yankton defenders. First guy in there was Tyson Prouty, but he had plenty of help. And loss of one on the play. It'll be no gain on the play. It'll be third down and 10 for Huron from the 23-yard line. So right now, Yankton in control, up 21-0. Early second quarter, Huron will put three receivers right, one left, and the pistol formation. And straight drop for McNeil, looking. He has time, going to throw deep near sideline, looking for Ganey. Jump ball again, and it's intercepted again. Tucker Gilmore. Gilmore back into Yank here on territory, 30, 25. Finally tripped up at the 22. Third interception of the first half. That one intended for Ganey. And that will make it first and 10, Yankton. Deep in Huron territory, 9:46 to go here in the first half. So Yankton deep in Huron territory off the pick. Be first and 10 from the 24-yard line of Huron. Shotgun for Kamshoff. And he'll hand it off to Cirque, going wide left. He has a lot of orange jerseys after him. Thackeray Hansen, a nice open field tackle, catches him at about the 23, gain of maybe 1 yard on the play. There you saw Thackeray. He's got a world of speed, and he basically beat Cirque out there to the corner. Gain of one. It'll be second and 9 from the 23, and Yankton right back to the line of scrimmage for second and 9. Trips right, one receiver left, and Kamshoff looking left will throw short. The pass is complete to Gilmore, and he'll be tackled inbounds at about the 16 yard line, and that's going to set up a third and 1, so a gain of 8 on the play. Third and 1 for Yankton, just inside the 15 yard line of Huron. Roll it to the right. Now Kamshoff going to keep it up the middle. He's inside the 10, tackled from behind up to the 6 yard line. Charlie Martin on the stop for the Tigers, but a gain of 10 on the play for Kamshoff. First and goal from the 6 yard line as Yankton quickly set up again in inside the 10 yard line. First and goal, a little shift. Kamshoff looks to the far sideline, and oh, a nice back shoulder throw. And it'll be a touchdown to Zarbach. Gavin Moding protesting that Zarbach pushed off on him. That'll be a 6-yard touchdown pass, and Yankton goes up 27-0 with 8:36 to go here in the first half. So Yankton converts on the turnover. And Ray Trujillo ready to kick his fourth extra point here of the first half. Snap is down. The kick is up. It is good. 28-0 Yankton. 8:36 to go first half. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
8:36 to go in the first half, and Yankton is in control. They're up 28-0. Huron's been able to get two first downs, but three turnovers, a couple of costly penalties. You can't make it easier for a team like Yankton.
Oh, you can't give them anything because they don't need anything. They're that good, they'll make it happen. But, boy, I tell you what, they're in the right place at the right time. You know, they're picking us and running, and they're doing what they need to do on their side of the ball.
Trujillo will kick off again for Yankton for a fourth time as the Tigers waiting to return. Colby Hofer back on the kick return team this time. Back deep along with Ganey, it looks like. Going to be a squib kick this time and bounces over one Tiger, then picked up at the 25 by Scherson, I believe. And he'll return it up to about the 32-yard line. Aiden Scherson getting a lot of time here in the first half. Huron will have it first and 10 from their own 33-yard line. 28-0, Yankton in control. We're in the second quarter. Well, Yankton, you said it last possession. We've been talking about how fast Yankton plays on offense. They're playing awful fast on defense right now, too.
Oh, they're quick.
Here's the quick pitch back to Caudill. Tries to turn the corner. He'll break a tackle, 35, up to about the 41-yard line. A lot of hard running going to the right. Took the nice flip there up to the 41-yard line. That'll be a gain of 8, second and 2 for the Tigers at their own 41-yard line. Nearing 8 minutes to go in the first half, Yankton in control. They're up 28-0. We'll go trips to the left, one receiver right. On second down and 2. Here comes the blitz, and they're going to do a pump. Going to go far. I think the ball might have been deflected. No, I think McNeil got deflected. He got hit as he threw it, and it kind of fluttered up in the air. And lucky that just fell to the ground. Initially, I thought it was batted at the line, but I think it was just Yankton came in with a hard blitz off the right side, and I think that was a smash into McNeil. So now third and 2 for Huron from their own 41-yard line off the incomplete pass. Clock stops at 7:49 to go in the first half. Trips left, one receiver right on third and short. And handed off up the middle. Caudill first down past the 45, up close to the 50. Looks like they'll put him down at the 49-yard line, but that's a gain of 8. And a first down for the Huron Tigers. Third first down of the first half for Huron. They'll have it first and 10 near midfield at their own 49-yard line. Cashin's been able to get some decent runs. He's shown some speed. He's showed some power. I found out last week he's left-handed. I didn't know that. First and 10 Huron from the 49. Hand off up the middle. Caudill looked like a face mask there, but there's no penalty flag. He's going to be dropped for a loss of a yard. Boy, there was... Sure, look, or is there a penalty marker?
I don't.
If there is one down there, yeah, because it sure looked like a face mask on Caudill as he was trying to come to the near side. So the officials will have a discussion here. And it is the face mask. They're going to do incidental, so a 5-yard penalty on Yankton. Fifth penalty, 28 yards, and that puts Huron in Yankton territory, first and 5. Yeah, it should be 1st and 5. They got second, and now they say 2nd and 5. Well, actually, 2nd and 6. And they're having a discussion. To me, it should be 1st and 5, not 2nd and 6. And now they are, I think we're going to stay with 6, but it is going to be 1st down. So still 1st down for Huron. Ends up essentially, I guess we'll call it a 5, but essentially a 4-yard penalty on Yankton. 1st and 6, straight drop, and McNeil will throw, and he had Gainey open on the little button hook, as we called it back in the day, but the ball came in low, incomplete, and 2nd down and 6 for Huron from the Yankton 47. 7:07 or 7:01, I can't tell for sure, and here left in the first half.
I'm going to say 7.
Well, it's a small scoreboard, so.
Yes, it is.
But at least we have we can see a clock. We couldn't even see a clock last week. 2nd and 6, trips, and here's the handoff up the middle. Hansen, he wrestles with a pretty large tackle and actually got a couple of yards out of it. He had one of the Yankton defensive tackles on his vest. Thackeray showed some power to get 2 yards on the play. Set up 3rd and 4 from the Yankton 45-yard line. Hansen getting a carry here as he spells Caudill. And we'll go 3rd and 4 from the 45-yard line. Trips left, one receiver right. McNeil to throw in the pocket. It's complete to Moding. He has the 1st down inside the 40 up to the 39. 1st and 10 for Huron. First catch for Gavin Moding. Gain of 7 on the play, and a 4th 1st down of the first half for Huron. 2nd on this drive. 1st and 10 Huron from the Yankton 38-yard line. 6:16 to go in the first half. Yankton up 28-0. But here on piecing a drive together here. 1st and 10 from the Yankton 38. Pistol. Here's the pitch to a Hansen, and he's going to be caught from behind, and that's going to be the horse collar on the big lineman, number 70, Edley Amaro. You could see that from here. I saw a Yankton coach had his arms out, but that looked like a textbook horse collar.
Yeah, that was pretty easy.
It was a loss of 7. So they'll walk off the 15 yards on Yankton. That'll be the 6th penalty, 43 yards. Seems like we have a lot of penalties called in our games. We had a lot of them last week. From the spot of the foul, so it goes to the 30. Huron's going to have it 1st and 2 from the Yankton 30-yard line as we're inside of 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Huron in the Yankton into the field for the 2nd time here in the first half. Hansen again up the middle, little wiggle there, and he's going to get up to the 25. Then ball came out at the end of the play, and Yankton says they have it. It is Yankton ball. Fumble came out as Thackeray got belted there. He kind of got held up and then got bent over, and the ball coughed out, and a good drive for Huron. He ends up in a turnover. 4th turnover of the first half for Huron. Yankton will take over 1st and 10 at their own 26-yard line. 5:49 to go in the first half, and Yankton's offense right on the ball, ready to snap it, roll out. Kamshoff looking right. Here comes the late blitz. Pass is complete, though, to Tucker Gilmore. Seems like we've been saying his name a lot. He's going to be very close to the 1st down. He was knocked out of bounds by C.J. Gainey, but that is enough for a 1st down up to the 37-yard line. That's a gain of 11. Quickly back, they get everybody set. Here comes a motion. And Kamshoff, here comes a rush. They'll flip it out on the flat to a Cirque. Tries to turn the corner and got caught at the 40-yard line. Nice open field tackle on the far sideline. That was Colby Hofer on the stop. And do we have another penalty marker? I believe we do. It'll be a gain of 3 for the time being. It looks like this is good. Holding on Yankton. That is the seventh accepted penalty on Yankton, 53 yards. And the walk-off will go inside the 30 down to the 27. And Yankton's going to have first and 20 from the 27-yard line. Shotgun, Kampshoff looks right, throws short, the pass complete to Goble, and a nice open field tackle. Logan Leyendecker put a hit on Goble, and Goble's a little slow to get up. Gain of 3 on the play, and Goble still down. That was about as good a form tackle as you'll see from Logan Leyendecker.
Well, he took the shoulder pads, and he just drove it right through him. Great hit.
Goble, he's up on his knees now, has the helmet off. He's got the trainer coming over, and he is up on his feet. But again, Logan Leyendecker had a nice little belt there. Be a gain of about 4 on the play. It's going to be second and 16. Goble able to walk off under his own power. We're at 5:14 to go in the first half. Yankton 28 here on nothing else, and Goble goes down to a knee again.
I think he's having trouble getting his air.
Yeah, I think so. It was shoulder pad to the ribs. I mean,
yep,
it was a form tackle, exactly
yep.
How you're taught. I mean, you don't wish anybody harm, but
absolutely.
Logan Leyendecker made a good defensive play. But still, they got 4 yards out of it. It'll be second down and 16 at the 31-yard line. They stay in the shotgun, 2 receivers left, 1 right. Kampshoff will go straight drop, throw near sideline, and the pass out there incomplete. As it was intended for Carson Ness, Logan Leyendecker stayed right with him, step for step. It'll be third and 16 for Yankton, back at the 31-yard line. 5:02 to go in the first half, 28-0. Yankton's in control of this one. And a third and long for the Bucks. Empty backfield. They have a double tight end. Kampshoff looking left, flushed out of the pocket, being chased by Johnson. Throws over the middle. Pass complete. And a first down for Yankton. Second effort by Carson Ness. And they'll convert the first down on third and 16 all the way up to the 49-yard line. That's a gain of 18. And Yankton, their sixth first down of the first half. Spot the ball at the 50, first and 10. For the Bucks, 2 receivers right, 1 left. And Cirque up the middle to about the 45. He uses the legs to plunge forward to about the 42-yard line. He's going to get about 8 on the play. Zachary Hansen, I believe they said, on the stop defensively. 2nd and 2 for Yankton from the 44-yard line. More like 2nd and 4. Pistol formation. Now here's a flag again, far side, and it almost looks like they're looking at Yankton again. Nope, encroachment here on. I don't think anybody jumped. I just think somebody was lined up over the ball. 6th penalty, 35 yards on Huron. We've had enough penalties here in the first half.
Oh, boy.
And that does give Yankton a first down as well. They're 7th here in the first half, 1st and 10 at the 39-yard line. Here comes motion again. That is Slaba. And he'll take the bubble screen throw to the right side, turns the corner, 30, 25, stepped out of bounds at the 21-yard line. That'll be a gain of 18 on the play. And another first down for Yankton. I have Yankton with 3 incomplete passes. Kampshoff 15 of 18 here in the first half. First and 10 from the 21-yard line for Yankton. Straight drop, Kampshoff looking right, all kinds of time. Throw short is complete. Slaba again knocked out of bounds by Hansen. Gain of about 4 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 6. Stepped out of bounds. Clock stopped with 4:03 to go in the first half. Yankton threatening again, up 28-0. 2 receivers right. Here comes motion. That is Ness. They'll look right, trying to get a screen. Nope, now they're going to do a throwback left. Kampshoff might just run it. Well, he can't throw it because he's got a lineman down at the 5-yard line. And finally, going to be a tackle there. Fitzer in on the stop for Huron. Hunter Fenske as well. I think Kampshoff wanted to throw, but I saw one of the linemen all the way down to the 5-yard line, so he knew he couldn't throw it. Gain of one on the play. It'll be third and five for Yankton from the 16-yard line. 3.5 minutes to go, first half. Motion again for Yankton. Slaba and Kampchoff, short drop, and he's going to throw on the far sideline. Little juke, and in for the touchdown goes Carson Ness. Ness with the touchdown from 16 yards out, and it's 34-0 Yankton with 3:21 to go in the first half. 3:21 to go here in the first half, and Yankton just been clicking tonight on offense. Huron's forced one punt, but well, they've been clicking on defense too, forcing four turnovers. Trujillo will kick the extra point. Kick is up. It is good. 35-0 Yankton. 3:21 to go here in the first half. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Yankton up 35-0. We're getting late in the first half. 3:21 to go, and Yankton to kick off again to the Huron Tigers. Tigers, not hard to see, four turnovers, and that's been a big story here in the first half. Plus, Yankton just a well-oiled offensive machine, and Tigers are struggling to stay with that. Trujillo kicking off again, and I believe it's Hofer and Ganey again back deep to receive for Huron. Trujillo with the kick, line drive. Hofer will catch it on the fly at about the 12-yard line. He's up to the 25, blast forward up to about the 27. On the tackle for Yankton, Easton Feaser. And here on the Tigers will have the ball again, first and 10 at their own 27-yard line. First and 10 from the 27. And see what the Tigers go with here. Caudill back in at the pistol back on the first and 10 behind McNeil. Two receivers left. And handoff straight ahead is Caudill. He breaks in the secondary again. 35, still on his feet to the 40, and up to about the 45, 46. A lot of second effort there by Cashin Caudill. And he gets all the way up to the 45-yard line. That's a gain of 18 for Cashin. He has run the ball well here in the first half. Fifth first down for Huron, first and 10 at their own 45-yard line. First and 10 from the 45-yard line. Roll out McNeil to the right, gets a block and throws it short, trying to find Hofer. He had Caudill staying back there to protect, but just Yankton again just seemed to be all over what Huron was trying to do. It'll be second and 10 from the 45. Clock stop, 3 minutes exactly to go in the first half. Yankton in control, up 35-0. Stay in the pistol formation. Two receivers right, one left, and straight up the middle again. Caudill bounces it out, goes off the right hash, now runs into a bunch of Bucks. He'll get about 2 or 3 yards on the play. Bucks just kind of strung that out. Bryce Crawl, the man, along with others on the stop for the Bucks. Get the ball up to the 48, 3 yard gain. It'll be third and 7 for Huron from the 48 yard line. Third and 7 from the 48. Clock rolls as we're down to 2:26 to go here in the first half. Trips left, one receiver right for the Tigers. Pistol, and the handoff up the middle is Caudill. Trying to break a tackle, now gets pulled backwards. And they will stop it at about the Yankton 48. That's going to set up a fourth and 3 for Huron. at the 48-yard line. A gain of four on the play there for Caudill, and Huron keeping the offense on the field. Why not at this point? We're inside of 2 minutes to go in the first half. 1 minute after 8 o'clock, this is KIJV AM-FM Huron. 35-0, Yankton in control. We're nearing the end of the first half. Three receivers right, one left on fourth and three for the Tigers. McNeil trying to draw Yankton off. They aren't biting, and Tigers will take a timeout. Timeout here on minute 32 to go in the first half. We'll take a break of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
An orthopedic care. HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at Tiger Stadium, Yankton in control, up 35-0. We got a wild one going over in Woolsey. Looks like it's late in the game. Chester 28, Woolsey Wessington 26, and it looks like Chester has the ball. Hitchcock Tuller pulling away from Lemon McIntosh now. Fourth and three, and the offense does stay on the field before the timeout, just trying to see if he get Yankton to jump. They were having nothing with it. And fourth and three here on offense comes back on the field here. Fourth and three from the Yankton 48-yard line. Empty backfield for McNeil. Low snap. Straight drop. Got to look. Got to throw it. And it's going to be, it is caught by Moat. No, but it is incomplete. It would have been short of the first down anyway. McNeil was throwing off his back foot and just didn't have any zip on the ball. And Boating came back to it and trapped it. But again, it would have been short of the first down anyway. And Huron gives it up on downs. Yankton will have the ball first and 10 with a minute 25 to go in the first half. And the Bucks up 35-0. Now we have a whistle. And now what are we doing? Timeout Huron. Huron Tigers a timeout. Minute 25 to go in the first half. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
And it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 37 or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank, FNBO, member FDIC.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Hitchcock Tuller in control now over Lemon McIntosh. They lead 44-24 again. Lemon McIntosh had an early 18-8 lead there. And again, watching that Woolsey-Wessington game, that's going on over on KOKK with Chester leading Woolsey-Wessington 28-26 late in the ball game. Here it's first and 10 Yankton at their own 48-yard line. And a little play action. Kampshoff rolls to the right. Will throw over the middle. Overthrows Zarbach. He was being chased by Peyton Bischoff. Incomplete. It will be second down and 10. Stops the clock as well with a minute 14 to go in the first half. Halftime, they'll have recognition of cross country, boys golf, and I believe there's one other sport too.
Cheer and dance.
Cheer and dance, maybe. That'll be recognition at halftime. Zarbach in motion on second and 10, goes far side of the field. They look over there. Now Kampshoff will do the little flip pass, shovel pass to Zarbach, and he'll get a couple of yards on the play. And well, I thought he was tackled inbounds, but I guess he wasn't. Procedure on Yankton, just wipe out the play. It didn't happen. So 5-yard penalty on Yankton, and that just, again, negates the play. Eighth penalty, 58 yards on Yankton, and now they'll have it second and 15 at their own 43-yard line. Shotgun, Kampshoff, straight drop. will step up, gets away from the rush, throws short, and the pass is incomplete. Knocked away over there on the far side. I believe that was Bischoff on the play for Huron. Incomplete, set up third and 15 for Yankton. 22 throws here in the first half for Kamshoff. Third and long for Yankton. Kamshoff straight drop. Will throw it long, far sideline, and the pass is complete. Inside the 25, down to the 23. Nice catch, nice throw to Carson Ness. And that takes the ball all the way up inside the 25, down to the 23. 39 yards on the pass play. First and 10, Yankton from the 22-yard line. They'll bring a man in motion again. Roll it out to the right. Kamshoff looking. He's still looking. Now throws over the middle. The pass is complete inside the 5. Pass complete to Sheldon, but we have a penalty marker far side of the field. And that can call ineligible downfield on Yankton. I think I've seen ineligible downfield called more this year than any year I can remember. It's been called a lot. But, I mean, that's a penalty that's usually pretty obvious.
Oh, it is.
So that'll be a 5-yard penalty on Yankton, their 9th penalty, 63 yards, and spot the ball back to the 28-yard line. First and 15 for Yankton. Inside of 30 seconds to go in the first half, Kamshoff steps up in the pocket, looks to left, throws short to Zirk. He'll come back in the middle at the 20, breaks a tackle, 15, and finally wrestled in or out of bounds at about the 10. Some missed tackles and yet another penalty marker on the play.
You guys are getting their arms dislocated throwing that thing so much.
We're down to 19 seconds to go in the first half. Yankton's had 9 accepted penalties. Huron's had 6. Horse collar on Huron. So the play will count down to the 10. So that was a gain of 13 on the play. Then it'll be a half the distance job on Huron. So say about 6 yards. 7th penalty, 41 on Huron. Yankton has it first and goal at the Huron 5-yard line. 14 or 19 seconds to go. Yankton has all their timeouts left. They try to tack on to their 35-0 lead. Kamshoff throws in the flat. It's complete. Broken tackle and a touchdown to Matthew Sheldon. Broken tackle and a 5-yard touchdown pass. Sheldon picks up his first touchdown. I think Yankton has 6 touchdowns by 6 different players here in the first half. That one a 5-yard pass. And comes with 12 seconds to go in the first half. 41-0 Yankton with the extra point pending. Trujillo will kick. He's 6-for-6. He is 7-for-7. 42-0 Yankton. 12 seconds to go in the first half. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, just about the end of the first half, it's all Yankton. They're up 42-0, 12 seconds to go in the first half. In Woolsey, Westington, Chester, looks like it's inside of a minute to go. Chester still leading 28-26. Hitchcock Tulare still up 44-24, and Lemon McIntosh, if they hold that score, which you assume they will, they'll head to Avon next Thursday in the second round. Trujillo do a line drive kick, and Colby Ofer has it at the 16. Comes up the left numbers, up to the 30, and puts his shoulder down, gets it up to the 32-yard line. And 7 seconds to go. I imagine one snap left here in the first half and go into the locker room and talk about it. Huron will have it first and 10 at their own 32-yard line. Huron's been in Yankton territory twice. The first one in an interception, but that was just to throw it up for grabs on fourth and long to see what happened. Then Huron also had a fumble at about the 25. And handed off Hansen up the middle, and he's going to run into Matthew Sheldon. He'll get a couple of yards, and that will end the first half. After a half, it's Yankton 42, Huron 0. 2-minute timeout. Back with our halftime on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.